You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. And today I do mean the very good aspect of it. Thank God it's Friday, and the Sensex and Nifty have seen some life spring back into them during these last 3 days of trade on the Lal Street. All the activity from the Lal Street that transpired over the course of today's trading day will be brought to you now in a neat little capsule we like to call an evening walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The S&P BSE Sensex rallied nearly 600 points on Friday thanks to strong global cues as well as a fall in the rupee, which appreciated against the US dollar. For the week, the index rallied 1,700 points or 5.1% and Nifty rose 523 points or 5.2% in the same period. The Lal Street registered its biggest weekly gain since May 2016. The S&P BSE Sensex closed 579 points higher or 1.68% today on Friday, while the Nifty 50 gained 172 points or 1.66% at 10,553 on Friday today. On the sector front, the Nifty Auto Index gained 4.1%, followed by the Nifty Metal Index, which was up 3%, and the Nifty Energy Index rallied 1.9% on Friday. For the week, all the sectoral indices except Nifty Pharma and PSU Bank end higher. The Nifty Bank Index rose over 5% for the week to post its biggest weekly gain again since May 2016. The Nifty Midcap Index rose 7% in 5 days to post its biggest weekly gain since June 2014. One big positive was the rupee, which appreciated by over 1%. Falling crude oil prices and a weaker dollar boosted the Indian rupee. It climbed over 1% on Friday and is trading higher by 95 paise at 72.5 per dollar versus the previous close of 73.45. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Expectation of global trade deal and cheer in domestic auto sales numbers supported the market to extend its rally. Any consensus in US-China trade negotiation could settle global market volatility and will attract investors to the beaten down stocks. Additionally, continued fall in oil prices and drop in yield eased liquidity concerns," unquote. Among the top Sensex gainers today were Maruti Suzuki, up 6.3%, Tata Motors, up 6.2%, and Vedanta, up 6%. Top Sensex losers today: Wipro, down 3.2%, TCS, down 1.2%, and Infosys, down 0.65%. As usual, some stocks that made all the news on the Lal Street today. We start with the shares of Marico, which surged 5.3% as investors are reacting positively to its earnings announcements for the September quarter. Brokerage houses have termed the quarter to be in line with estimates but expect a better show ahead due to reducing input costs. Punjab National Bank has posted a loss of 4,532.4 crore rupees for the quarter ended September 2018 as provisions increased fourfold compared to a year ago and NII growth was tepid, though asset quality improved sequentially. The stock closed 7% down at 69.05 rupees. Shares of Hindalco Industries rose 4% after the company reported a 54% jump in its quarter to FY19 net profit at 725 crore rupees against 470 crore rupees in quarter to FY18. And finally, auto rallies 4% as companies reacted to monthly sales data. Eicher Motors, Maruti Suzuki, Tata Motors and Bharat Forge were up 4 to 8% respectively. Like we said earlier, Maruti Suzuki and Tata Motors were among the top Sensex gainers today. And finally, a quick look at global markets before we shut shop for the week. World share markets roared higher as hopes built that the United States and China were starting to repair their badly damaged trade relations. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index surged 4.21%, while the Shanghai Composite gained 2.7%. Japan's Nikkei gained 2.6% and South Korea's Kospi closed 3.53% higher. Among European markets, which are still trading at the time of my saying this, France's CAC and Germany's DAX were trading 1.18% higher, while Britain's FTSE gained 0.6%. Brent crude futures, the international benchmark for oil prices, fell 12% from October to trade around $73 a barrel as surging output by the world's three largest producers outweighed supply concerns from the start of US sanctions next week against Iran's petroleum exports. The United States, Russia, and Saudi Arabia are producing enough to meet one-third of the global demand for oil. Well, there we have it. A happy, positive end to the week. We have seen Nifty and Sensex surge quite as much as they have. Their biggest weekly gain in over 2.5 years. What new heaven or hell will Monday rot upon us? We'll, of course, be here to give you a detailed account of all that happens on the Lal Street on Monday. But before that, we'll give you a curtain raiser of what all transpired in the worlds of business and finance over the weekend. And also a quick cheat code on what we can expect from the day's trade on Monday. We'll also give you a few stock picks to make it worth your while. Until then, have a fantastic weekend. Catch up on all the big stories that we've done in the podcast division. We've spoken about e-waste. We've spoken about the election trends in Chhattisgarh and Madhya Pradesh. We've spoken about the smokehouse that Delhi has become, and many, many more. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.